welcomes me, the kindness of mercy that bought with blood, wholeheartedly, my soul undeserving. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so
I am healed, I am God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good to me. They wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. No breath he gave, as heaven looked away, the Son of God was laid in darkness. A battle in the grave, the war on death was waged, the power of hell forever broken. The ground began to shake, the stone was rolled away. His perfect love could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Shake, the stone was rolled away. His perfect love could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated.
Overcome. We sing hallelujah.
cross my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed by heavy stone, Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord our God.
Then on the third, at break of dawn, the Son of Heaven rose again. Oh, trampled death, where is your sting? The angels roar for Christ the King. Alabare. Regresará su rostro, resplandecerá en su presencia. Estaré y cara a cara le veré. Alabaré al Señor.
Okay, this is my, well, I should say sixth year here because last year was a fiasco. But what is that streak coming through the clouds there? That is amazing. And I have, we're sitting here talking going, well, we were listening, but we were talking because we've never seen the sky this color at Easter sunrise service. So anyway, it's just amazing. And the birds were flying, and anyway, it was just incredible. We want to thank our minstrels and everybody, and Mary Lou on keyboards and everyone, and Janny Eisenhut, who's up there. I don't know if she's made it down here, but playing the chimes this morning. And everybody had to get up really early to make this happen. So the word glorious, I don't know what it really means, but it is really a wonderful word. So I want to say welcome to this glorious day. I know we're so glad to be back at this wondrous location to have our sunrise service. I was trying to remember what we did last year for the service, and last night it came to me that I remember I went to the community church and they recorded my little welcome like I've been able to do for the last few years. And I guess I should stick to the script. Oh, I've got a shield in everyone. I got somebody in the group. Thank you. I love that. Who is that? Oh my gosh, I should have known. Thank you. Yeah, I know. Okay. Anyway, I was trying to remember what I did at the last service, and then I went to the church and did the recording. Well, here we are 1 year later. And I know we are all glad to be back here. So let's hear it for almost the end of COVID. And many of us have not seen each other for this last year. Or if we have, we didn't recognize them because they had the mask on. But it's funny, you know, you'll see somebody and go, I know that person because I remember their walk, you know, or they wear that hat or whatever. So it's, but I don't know. It's, hi, Brian. So it's just nice to be out. So I would like you, this is what I usually do every year, I'd like you to take a moment to welcome each other, either by waving, blowing a kiss, spreading your arms as if you are hugging them. And of course you can hug your family members and those of you who you know to be safe and vaccinated. But if you would please, do we have some visitors to the island, people that aren't? Awesome. So just everybody stand up, take a minute, kind of wave, do a whatever kind of hug, you know, blow them kisses. Thank you. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you. Oh, see, this is beautiful. Beautiful. Somebody go over there and hug Val. She needs a hug. here comes Enrique. Awesome. Oh, my goodness, and the hugs just keep on coming. All right, thank you. This last year, we all experienced a challenge like nothing we have ever seen before. Sadly, many of us have experienced the loss of loved ones through COVID, other medical conditions, or a freak accident. During this time, our belief in God has been our savior to get us through these difficult times. To me, most painful is that we could not visit the infirmed or grieve their passing by celebrating their life through a gathering or a church service. No graveside, no embracing those close to the deceased, and most devastating was not being able to say goodbye as they passed. I didn't think I was going to cry. So if you would please raise your hand if in this last year you have lost a loved one. Have any of you lost a loved one? Family, friend? I know there's more of you out there. Okay. I personally lost my best friend since I was 6 years old and my 36-year-old nephew. Just as we have been singing praises to Jesus, Let us all yell out their names so that they know they are not forgotten, are missed, and truly loved. So don't make me call out names all by myself. I know you all have somebody. So just say their names a couple of times to the heavens so that they know that they are loved and missed. Matthew, Jenny, say their name more than once. Matthew, Jenny. Oh, anyway, made me feel awesome. Kenny. I mean, gosh, we could go on and on with, what's that? Mac. We all know someone. Okay. Even among all the sadness, there is still time to celebrate because we do have their memories. The sun rises, signifying a new day. Know that brighter days lie ahead. Give thanks to God for the bounty he has provided in many ways and the fact that we are present here this morning. I'd like you to all have a joyous Easter. Embrace your family and friends. And remember, God is great. God is good. Happy Easter.
Thank you, Mrs. Mayor. Everybody give Annie a hand. And it's marvelous having her here and opening this up for us. He is risen.
He is risen.
Oh, come on, come on. He is risen.
He is risen.
Amen. And the question remains still to this day, how? How did God raise him? Well, there was no human power, obviously. It was indeed the power of God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. In Scripture, the Greek word for power is dunamis. I want everybody to say that, dunamis. Say it again, dunamis. From it, we get our words, dynamite, dynamo, dynamic. Yes, those things that indeed relate to power, don't they? And as Paul writes to his son of the faith, Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, he says, "For God has given us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, of dunamis, a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of self-control." And he uses that word dunamis, and as he does, we interpret what he says, that God has given Timothy the dynamic ability to stand strong in the faith, to stand strong in the faith and to portray the faith. And in portraying it, meaning living it, he's able to spread the faith, right? To share the faith with others in the most appropriate way. The word dunamis is also used to refer to a miracle, or we should say probably the power behind the miracle itself. For instance, Mark chapter 5, Jesus is done teaching, and somebody comes up to him and asks him if he would follow them. Matter of fact, it was Jairus, it was the head of the synagogue, the local synagogue, if he would come to the house and heal his son or his daughter, because she was ailing. And so he said, yeah, I'll come with you. And so as he's going there, all of a sudden this woman who's had a problem of discharge of blood for the last 12 years sneaks through the crowd and just touches the hem of his garment. And what happens to her? She's healed. Immediately the blood stops flowing. But Jesus stops and he says, "Who touched me?" Which, of course, turns Peter on. He says, "Well, are you kidding me? Look, there's a crowd all around you. They're bumping into you constantly, and you're asking, who touched me?" But what he felt was power, that dunamis, leaving him. And it caused him to kind of question, who is it that knows that I am powerful enough that all they have to do is touch my garment, or that I have the power within to heal them, even if they just touch my garments? And when this healing occurred, again, he felt that that power, that dunamis, leave him. It was kind of a dunamis differential that he felt, for all you engineers out there. Kind of a dynamic flow of power from him into her. That word occurs 57 times in the New Testament, 57. And the vast majority of them are in relationship with Jesus. The power is defined best, in my opinion, when we use it to explain what happened on Easter, that first Easter. For it was indeed that divine power of God, that most dynamic, most powerful aspect of God that raised his son from the dead. And it was powerful. It was the most dynamic event to ever happen. It even split time, because we have from that point on AD and what? BC, right? And so, yes, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is the most powerful thing that has happened on this earth. And that resurrection power has spread from that time out to all who believe that Jesus Christ truly is raised from the dead, that he truly is the Son of God, that he truly is Savior and Lord. In another letter to those in Ephesus, Paul tells his readers, I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe in him. It's that same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at the right hand in heaven. And what he was saying is it's that same power that's not only going to raise Jesus Christ from the dead, but it's going to raise his followers, those who believe in Jesus Christ from the dead. And not just raise them from the dead, but help them in the life here on earth before that resurrection, their own personal resurrection. Essentially, Paul is saying, God wants to give us the same dynamic power, the same dunamis that raised Christ from the dead that first Easter Sunday, to change our lives today, this Easter Sunday. And it's that same power that raised Jesus from the dead 2,000 years ago that's been here ever since. It's been available, and I hope you've been partaking of that power. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul says, God said to me, to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Paul says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly for my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Again, the same power that we can have in believing in Jesus Christ. Paul says that that power of God was made manifest in his life, not so that Paul would be seen powerful or as powerful, but so that the Lord God would be glorified. Amen? Not that Paul would be glorified, but that the Lord God would be glorified. He reiterates that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God. It does not belong to us. He is the one who empowers us. So Paul sums it up beautifully in his letter to those in Philippi. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. And that's kind of the point I'd like to leave you with this morning in the opening. The power of his resurrection. I want to know Christ, yes. And in knowing him, know the power of his resurrection. So this morning's truth, the most important thing in life is indeed knowing Jesus Christ, because in so doing, you will live in the power of his resurrection, the dunamis of his resurrection. Do not miss the dunamis. Everybody say that. Do not miss the dunamis of Easter. I close this invocational prayer time reading of Ephesians, the prayer that Paul prays. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or we think, according to the power, the dunamis at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. And all God's people said, he is risen. And if you think it's easy to get up here and play guitar at this, not just time, but at this temperature, wow. Again, let's give John and the band our attention.
Well, if you want to even stand and get blood flowing a little bit, we're going to sing some songs together. In your bulletin there, you have three songs on the inside. It's not the individual sheet, but the ones that are actually in the main part of the bulletin. And we're going to start with Glorious Day. Just usher in this glorious day as the sun's going to be coming up here very soon.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. Now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old made new, Jesus, when I met you, you call my name.
Shout it out.
And I ran of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You call my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day.
I think we can all relate to these words here.
I need rescue. My sin is heavy, but the chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of
heaven. That's right.
When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that when you call my name.
Shout out.
I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You call my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day.
Amen. We're gonna sing Death Was Arrested. Alone in my sorrow, dead in my sin, lost without hope, with no place to begin. Your love made a way and let mercy come in. Oh, when death was arrested and my life began. Now ash was redeemed, only beauty remains. My orphan heart was given a name. My mourning grew quiet, my feet rose to dance. When death was arrested and my life began.
Oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you.
Released from my chains, I'm a prisoner no more.
My shame was a ransom you faithfully bore. He canceled my debt and he called me his friend. When death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you. It's your endless love pouring down on us. You have made me new, now begins with you.
Our Savior displayed on a criminal's cross. And darkness rejoiced as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with our freedom in hand.
That's when death was arrested and my life began. That's when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with. Your endless love pouring out on us. You have made me new, now life begins with you. Oh, we're free, free, forever we're free. Come join the song of all the redeemed. Oh, we're free, free, forever, amen. When death was arrested in my life. Oh, we're free, free, forever we're free. Come join the song of all the redeemed. Yes, we're free, free, forever, amen. When death was arrested in my life began. When death was arrested in my life began. When death was arrested and my life began.
Of the Son of Man, stories of a Savior, holiness with human hands, treasure for the traitor. No ear had heard, no eye had seen the image of the Father. Until heaven came to live with me, a rescue like no other. Sing it out, you are worthy.
You are worthy. You are worthy of your name. You are worthy. You are. Your name, Jesus.
not speak, you made no sound. You died for your accusers. As your blood fell to the ground, you redefined my future. On the day when you arose, the darkness ran for cover. For the King of Kings has claimed his throne. Now until forever, sing for the King of Kings. For the King of Kings has claimed his throne.
That's right.
Now until forever. My author, my maker, my ransom, my savior, my refuge, my hiding place. You're my helper, my healer, my blessed redeemer, my answer, my saving grace. You're my hope in the shadow, my strength in the battle, my anchor for all my days. And you stand by my side, and you stood in my place. Oh, Jesus, no other name. Oh, Jesus, no other name. You are worthy. You are.
God, let's give him a hand this morning. Give praise to him. Praise you, Jesus. You guys may be seated.
Wow. Thank you. What a blessing, huh? He is risen. So I want you to look that way towards the city, and we're going to wake some people up, and we're going to say, He is risen indeed. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Welcome to 2021 Sunrise Service. What a blessing to be able to get together like this. I wanted to start with the title. It started one Friday, even though we're celebrating this Sunday, but it started one Friday. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 to 54, it says, "And then Jesus shouted out again, and he released his spirit. And at that moment, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook. The rocks split apart. and tombs opened. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. They left the cemetery after Jesus' resurrection, went into the holy city of Jerusalem, and appeared to many people. The Roman officer and the other soldiers at this crucifixion were terrified by the earthquake and all that had happened, and they said, "This man truly was the Son of God." In this scenario, we would call it Good Friday, the day Jesus died on the cross for our sin. I wanted to look at his death because it makes the resurrection make sense. A quick overview of the beginning is in Genesis chapter 2, the Lord God placed a man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. But the Lord God warned him, he said, "You may freely eat of the fruit of every tree in the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die." So as long as man did not violate this law and sin, they had nothing to worry about. For he said, "You may freely eat of the fruit of every tree except this one." You see, death existed, but it had no power to take life at that time. And it was the fall of man which violated God's law, don't eat, which was what gave sin the power to kill. Sin and disobedience gave power to bring death to all mankind. For in Romans 5 it says, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. And then 1 Corinthians 15 says, for sin is the sting that results in death. Sin is the sting that results in death. So we see that sin is the sting that brings forth death. And in 56 of 1 Corinthians, it says, chapter 15, it says, and the law gives sin its power. Pastor Ron just spoke about the power. There was another power fighting against the power of the resurrection, which is the power that Jesus brought with him. You see, the law gave power and authority to sin, to bring death. And sin brought death to life. Death was given power by this, and it says in Romans 3:19, now we know that everything in the law applies to those who live under the law in order to stop all human excuses and to bring the whole world under God's judgment. For no one is put right in God's sight by doing what the law requires. For what the law does is to make man know that he has sinned. That was the purpose of the law. So again, we see that law plus sin equals death. And so the question, what was the solution? What was going to happen? What can we do? It started one Friday. Hebrews 2:14 says, because God's children are human beings, made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood, for only as a human being could he die. He had to come in human form. He had to put on flesh. And you read the story in the Gospels and you read about all that he did, all these beautiful and powerful things, healing this woman that had an issue of blood, raising up a child that had died, speaking truth and life into the lives of those that were lost. It started one Friday. Jesus stands before Pilate. And so Pilate says to him, will you not speak to me? He did not speak. Will you not speak to me? Do you not know that I have a power and authority to release you, and I have power to crucify you? Jesus answered, you would not have any power or authority whatsoever against me if it were not given you from above. You see, Jesus knew what authority and power is and was. Earlier in John 10, Jesus was speaking to some of his disciples and others, and he said, I have authority to lay down my life and to take it up. I have authority. Why would he say that? He says that because since death gets its power from sin, it did not have power and authority over Jesus because he was sinless. There was no power or authority, no sting on him because he was sinless. He had to be the sacrifice for us. And remember in 1 Corinthians it says, for sin is the sting that results in death. Yet Jesus was sinless. Therefore, there was no authority or power to kill him. It happened one Friday. They took Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they crucified him. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. Jesus knew that his mission was now finished, and he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and released his spirit. When he said, "It is finished," that word in the Greek is tetelestai, which means it is paid for. Why would he say that? In 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "Christ was without sin, but for our sake, God made him share our sin in order that in union with him, we might share the righteousness of God." In Galatians 3, it says, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us." He could not die. The enemy had no power or authority over him until he took on our sin. That was the only way he could die. That's why he said, "You have no power or authority over me unless it's granted to you from above." And then Jesus had also said, "I lay down my life and I will raise it up." You see, he knew what authority and power was, and he knew who had it. So let's go back to Matthew 27. At the moment, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Reminds me of Hebrews. It says, "So dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place." We can go through that curtain. There's nothing that separates us. "And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water." In Matthew it says, "And then the earth shook, the rocks split apart, and the tombs opened." Reminds me of Hebrews 2:14. It says, "And only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death." Only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power, of death. And so now we see the ground opening up, rocks splitting, and tombs being opened. We don't really talk a whole lot about this because it's just so amazing that this thing could even happen. I mean, could that even happen? I mean, we know that Jesus could rise from the dead, but could this happen? It's very interesting because there are other writers outside of the scriptures that talk about this event. So we see the ground opening up, rocks splitting, and tombs being opened. And then it says, "The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. They left the cemetery after Jesus' resurrection, went into the holy city, Jerusalem, and appeared to many people." One of the early Christian writers, his name was Ignatius, he spoke of this in his writings. He says, "Many bodies of the saints that slept arose, their graves being opened. He descended indeed into Hades alone, but he arose accompanied by the multitude and rent asunder that means of separation which had existed from the beginning of the world, and cast down its partition wall. He also rose again in 3 days, the Father raising him up. And after spending 40 days with the apostles, he was received up to the Father and sat down at his right hand, expecting until his enemies are placed under his feet." Ignatius wrote this. We know that the scriptures say it, and that's true. And we have other people that have said, this happened. "As what happened to some in Jerusalem will happen to us. For it says in Corinthians 15, but let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever. And we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. And then when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? For the sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? You can clap. This is a good time to clap. Amen. Without sin on our account, there is no longer the sting that leads to our death. And without the law that condemns us, sin no longer has authority or power to kill. No longer has power and authority to kill you. Now this is going to get old. This will fail. I don't want this to live forever. I'm 62 years old. I don't want to have a 62-year-old body forever. I'm looking forward to my new body. Amen? Amen. Amen. For those of us that are in that age, we're saying amen. The Roman officer and the other soldiers at the crucifixion were terrified by the earthquake and all that had happened. And he said, "This man truly was the Son of God." You see, the death and resurrection proves that death no longer has the authority or power to kill the children of God. You will live forever. The only two things that could bring death have been taken care of on that one incredible, beautiful Friday. What a beautiful, amazing Good Friday. Ah, but here comes Sunday. Matthew 28. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb, and behold, there was a great earthquake. Another earthquake, right? For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said." Do you remember what he said earlier? "I have authority to lay down my life and to take it up." And the angel continues and he says, "Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." And so they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And so in conclusion, Jesus said something powerful when he had spoken to Martha when he was still in the middle of his ministry. Her brother had died, Lazarus, and they were having an exchange. "Oh, Jesus, if you would have been here, Lazarus would not have died." And Jesus says, "Yeah, he's going to rise again." And she says, "Yeah, I know. He will rise again at the end, one day." But then Jesus brings it to now, and he says to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." And then he asked her a question that he asks us. Do you believe this? Martha, do you believe this? Avalon, do you believe this? Oh, death, where is your sting? I say it again. Oh, death, Where is your sting? For our Lord has arisen from the dead, and he promises us eternal life with him. Amen? Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Pastor Andrew. I'm your bullpen closer coming out of the bullpen this morning. We're suffering in the elements this morning, aren't we? Some of you guys are already peeling a layer off. That sun feels good, doesn't it? Beautiful. I've got the privilege of closing our service today. And thank you, Enrique and Ron and Mayor and band and all of you that are taking pictures of this, because you need to be. This is a beautiful start to our day. I've got a question after what he just said, and I didn't hear much of an answer, probably because you were thinking deeply. Now you had time. Are you wanting a morning of resurrection today? One more time. Are you?
Yes.
Are you expecting a resurrection today?
Yes.
It's Easter, everybody. It's Easter. Some folks are sleeping. Some folks are slacking this morning. That's okay. It's a day of rest for so many people. But for those of you who made it up this morning, you're feeling the difference. Jannie, thank you for waking the town up this morning. Jesus says, go live. Go live. Ezekiel said, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and I saw a valley of bones that were very dry. Ezekiel said, the Lord asked me a question. He said, son of man, can these bones live again? And what Ezekiel said sounds a lot like Friday. It sounds a lot like yesterday to me. He said, I don't know, Lord. I don't know. I don't really know what's going to happen next. I don't know what's going to happen in our country or with the countries that surround us or my world or my life. I don't know, for some of you on the front lines that are having to listen to me this morning online on this live stream. You're fighting for the rest of us out here. I don't know how I'm going to get energy to face another day. For some of you in this crowd, it's the first time I've seen you in a year this morning. It was such a blessing. I don't know how I'm going to innovate. I don't know how I'm going to put my business back together. I don't know if my employees are going to come back. I don't really know. In fact, he said, Ezekiel said, you alone, Lord, you know. That's Friday. That was Saturday. But something started to happen when the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel, and I believe it's coming to you today, sitting here, and those of you watching online this morning, hello to my wife who's on spring break. Thank you to our Avalon teachers. You deserve a spring break this morning. And our medical workers, you deserve a spring break. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel, and he said, give them instruction. He said, Ezekiel, I know you don't understand it. Avalon, I know you don't get it. I know you can't explain it, and I know what you're looking at right now looks like bones on the floor of the valley. That's what your life might look like right now. That's what your mind might look like right now. Just disjointed, discombobulated. I don't know what to do. Remember, Mary and Martha said to Jesus after he had the nerve to show up 4 days late, where have you been, Jesus? We want to know where you've been. We sent for you, and we haven't heard back from you. Some of you are like, God, I prayed, and I didn't really feel anything. My friends, the sun is coming up behind me this morning. Jesus didn't send back a word or a message to Mary and Martha. He was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh. He came to them. And so when the Word of God shows up to a very desperate situation, it does not matter how dead it seems, my friend. The massive presence of God right here this morning, is in front of this tiny little casino. I have a favorite worship song that says, just ask the stone that was rolled at the tomb in the garden what happens when God says move. The presence of God is moving this morning, I felt it in the breeze this morning, and so many kind words spoken from some of you this morning, and that's hard to do at 6 in the morning. I get it. I feel Him. It's flowing through people's emotions today. I sense the presence of God, and some of you say the presence of God is not a feeling, and you're right. It's not a feeling, but it will give you a feeling. Amen? It will give you a feeling in your heart and in your soul and past your mind where you try to figure things out. So listen to this. It's so powerful. He said, Son of man, this is what you say to those bones. God says, be alive. Be alive. Jesus says to you, be alive. Jesus says, be alive this morning. Certain folks on social media say you're a loser. You're worthless. Gossipers say you're a fake. Jesus says, be alive. Hang your head, people say. Jesus says, be alive. Depression says, die. Disease says, die. Divorce says, hang your head. Addiction says, die. Haters, hang your head. Mockers say, die. The enemy says, die. You say, hey, pastor, you didn't get the memo? It's the end of the world. But guess what? I have read the scripture and I know what happens at the end. It's a new beginning. And He has shown me the power of resurrection this morning. That's why you're here. You are searching for that hope. And it's a new beginning. I believe the word of Jesus to you today is this. Be alive. Be alive. When the word of the Lord hits those dry bones, they had no choice but to stand up straight. And I'm going to ask you to do it right now. Stand up straight if you would. Just stand up right now. Go for it if you can. Let's do it. All over the world this morning, people listening online, all over the world, this live stream thing is so cool. Stand up this morning on your Resurrection Sunday. We celebrate not only that He has resurrection, but He is resurrection. Amen? Do you know that? Do you know that? Do you know that He still is? I want you to put that in your heart, put that in your head right now. He still is. He said, I'm the bread of life, and He still is. He said, I'm the good shepherd. He still is. He is leading me and guiding me, even like Enrique was sharing this morning. This is your moment. He says He was the way, the truth, and the life, and He still is. I am, He says. And He still is. I am just like He was for Moses and Joseph, just like He was for Shadrach and Daniel and Abraham and Elijah and David. He still is. He was. He is. He still is. And so the decision you have to make this morning is this. Are we going to live? Resurrection is not always pretty. The power of the Lord is coming to your bones. It's coming to your mind. It's coming to your will. You will not give up. Avalon, listen to me. It will not end in death. My mother passed away February 8th. I will see her again. It doesn't end there. Many hands went up when the mayor asked who has loss in their family. It doesn't end there. Jesus has spoken. He gets the final word. He is risen. Your life is to be lived for the glory of God. Be alive. Be alive. Let's pray this morning. My friends, He still rolls stones. He still rolls stones. He still forgives sins. He still saves. Receive His resurrection today. Receive that healing for your broken heart. Receive that comfort in the midst of your chaos. Receive that confidence in the midst of your uncertainty. Receive it. Once you receive Jesus, you receive His power. And I believe that today is a day for your resurrection, my friends. where your life is not the same ever again as a result of this message today. His resurrection already happened. He doesn't need to rise. You do. And I came out here today expecting, not knowing what to expect, but expecting the many listening to this message all across Casino Point today and all over the world online, would you hear the message of Christ today? Thank you, Jesus, for your unspeakable gift, bringing hope to the world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
And before you head out, let's sing a song together here in that little insert in your bulletin. Hallelujah, He's alive. Let's just rock this one out here before we head back to town. Now that death has died, all of creation cries, holy, holy is our God Almighty. No sting of death I fear, not with His presence here. Hallelujah, He's alive. Now that death has died, all of creation cries, holy, holy is our God Almighty. No sting of death I fear, now with His presence here. Hallelujah, He's alive. You are my God above, Savior of mankind. You are victorious, and God with us alive. Now that death has died, all of creation cries, holy, holy is our God Almighty. No sting of death I fear, now with His presence here. Hallelujah, He's alive. On the cross, He paid a price I could not pay. From the dead, You rose to life, conquering the grave. Now that death has died, all of creation cries, holy, holy is our God Almighty. No sting of death I fear, now with His presence here. Hallelujah, He's alive.
Put your hands together.
Down, my life is Yours,
and my life is Yours, and Your life is mine. I'm claimed by the cross, and I live by Your life.
Lift that up with your voices, my life,
and my life is Yours, and Your life is mine. And I'm claimed by the cross, and I live by Your life.
One more time, my life,
and my life is Yours, and Your life is mine. I'm claimed by the cross, and I live by Your life. Now that death has died, all of creation cries, holy, holy is our God Almighty. No sting of death I fear, not with Your presence here. Hallelujah, He's alive.
Hallelujah, He's alive.
Hallelujah, He's alive.
We'll hold this one out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, He's alive.
Give a shout out.
He is risen.
God bless you guys this morning. On your way out, if you could help carry chairs back to where they were this morning back by. There'll be some helpers back there to help stack that. But have a great rest of your day and weekend.
Happy Easter.
Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day.
Shout it out, Jesus is alive.
He's alive.
And oh, happy day, happy day. When you wash my sin away, oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed.
When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I am yours. Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy and perfect peace. Earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive.
And oh, happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed.
Oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious way
that you have saved me. And oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious name. Jesus. And oh, happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am.